So the IFI Documentary Festival kicks off next week. It's going to run over 5 days and will showcase original international documentary films alongside Irish documentary makers as well. Now, there'll be 16 feature-length documentaries for audiences to enjoy. And here to tell us a little bit more about what's happening is the IFI Documentary Festival programmer, David O'Mahony, Jeremiah Cullinan, the producer of The Butterfly City, and also the documentary's director, Olga Chernoveta as well. You're all very welcome to Global Village.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, just maybe, David, first of all, if I can start with yourself. You're the one of the festival programmers for the IFI. Tell us a little bit about the IFI festival, the event, and how this all came about.
Okay, well, the IFI has a very dedicated and loyal audience for documentary filmmaking throughout the year. Every month in our monthly programme, we'd have one or two at least documentaries on full release. So the Documentary Film Festival is really the kind of annual culmination of that. It's a snapshot of kind of the best of what's out there in terms of world documentary filmmaking over one intense 4-day period, kind of a celebration of documentary, really. As I said, we have a very dedicated following for documentaries. So it's nice to be able to do a very intensive focus on it over a 4 or 5 day period like this. Very gratifying both for us as programmers and for the audience, because we can get a bunch of guests and filmmakers in and just have everyone talking about documentary for the weekend.
So. I suppose as well, it's both international and national. So you've got a flavour, like for anyone going along, there's a whole range of different choices you can pick.
Yeah. The remit really is to create as diverse a programme as possible. So as many different nationalities, themes and touchstones as we can possibly put together in that shortened period. So you're really trying to find a lot of flavour and diversity. So I do hope we've achieved that. I think we do. I'm very pleased with this year's programme.
And in terms of like when you're actually selecting some of the different documentaries, do you have certain themes that you go for each year? Like when you look at the different kind of social and economical issues that take place across the world, like is there a theme behind it?
I think it's over the years it's become impossible to come to it with an agenda in mind. I mean, it's like my programming of this festival, which is at the end of September, will begin in January, February, when you start watching films at, say, festivals such as Berlin, and you gradually build up an enormous list of film, and gradually the themes will arise from that. So it's often driven by, exactly as you say, like what's happening around the world will filter through eventually to the documentary filmmaking that is being made. But there is a time lag. I mean, it does take 2-3 years sometimes to get films completed. So but themes will certainly arise. But also in a festival like this where you have 16 features and we have one package of shorts, if you want to give a very broad representation of what's happening, often you may not want any more than one or two films that are on a similar theme. Otherwise, you might be repeating yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
It's trying to keep it quite different, you know, something that's lighter alongside something that's more challenging, alongside something that's maybe more esoteric in terms of the form and content. And I know it's such a cliched phrase, but trying to make something for everybody, I think, is the goal.
How do you decide in the end? I know there's other programmers aside from yourself, but how do you decide what'll feature and what's going to make the cut?
Well, it really has to have impacted me, you know, as a viewer as well as a programmer. I have to have been marked by a film. So if you're at a festival and you're seeing 5 films a day and something just stays with you, then as a viewer, because I'm an audience member in that situation, it has to have made an impact on me. Of course, it has to be a well-made film. It has to be on a subject that I think is relevant and interesting, and also perhaps if it's shining a light on something that I was unaware of as a film programmer or as an individual, I think that's also of value. Because one of the goals we're trying to achieve with this is to, you know, shine light on corners that are hidden.
We won't ask you to go through all of the 16 pieces,
okay,
but
thank you.
Just give us a flavour of kind of just even in kind of basic terms, just 2 or 3 of them. Like what's an offer?
Okay, the film we're opening with is called Nothingwood, which I saw in Cannes. It was by far the most enjoyable film I saw in the Cannes Film Festival, which is why I'm opening with it. It is about an Afghani filmmaker, a completely gonzo, low budget filmmaker. It's called Nothingwood because he calls it that because there's Hollywood, there's Bollywood, and there's Nothingwood. Afghanistan is Nothingwood. There's no money. So he makes everything for nothing. And this follows him making his 110th action film. A French director follows him deep into Taliban-controlled territory making these crazy action films. It's delightful and very insightful in the same. Like it manages to be a funny documentary as well as being entertaining, which I thought is something special. I'm going to mention one or two more, The Good Postman, which is about a Bulgarian village on the Turkish border of 40 or 50 people. It's absolutely tiny. The town is split on the issue of whether to invite refugees into their town. And there's an election for mayor. I can't speak. And the postman of the town decides to go for the mayor's position. He thinks they should let in refugees, and his opponent doesn't, and the town becomes split. It's a fascinating microcosm of a macro
of
issue.
Course, yeah.
Yeah. We have a documentary about the Ferguson riots called Whose Streets, which is our cover image.
Yeah, that's a really powerful image that you guys have decided to use. We're actually going to play a clip from that documentary. It was directed by Saba Folayan and Damon Davis, and it chronicles the death of Michael Brown, a black unarmed teenager who was shot to death in Ferguson by Darren Wilson, a white police officer, on the 9th of August 2014, and its aftermath. It's really powerful. Just have a listen.
They say that a building burning is worse than a black person getting shot, right? Because this building serviced white people and this black body did not. A building's a building. You can rebuild a building. You can't resuscitate a life after it lies on the ground for 4.5 hours with 8 bullets in it. And so I don't consider that violence, right? Like, I consider that a righteous, nonviolent direct action. The question that solidifies violence to me, were there any people harmed? Did any people die? Like, that qualifies violence. A building is a building. That's a revolutionary act. That's strategic.
They don't tell you the fact that the police showed up to a peaceful candlelight vigil of just a bunch of people holding up candles because they hurt, and boxed them in and forced them onto a quick trip lot. They put property over people and say, we got a problem in St. Louis because a quick trip burned down. But ain't no alchemist, no doctor, no wizard on this planet can bring back Mike Brown Jr.
I'm a mother of 5. I'm a grandmother of 5. That mother lost her child. If we don't come together now, when? And for the ones who have their feet on people next, when do you feel like enough is enough? Because you got to know that when you keep pushing somebody up in the corner, they're going to come out swinging. Well, we swing.
So what else can people see?
We have a documentary about Chavela Vargas, who was a singer in Mexico in the 50s, openly gay. I'd never heard of her. She was just astonishing. Rediscovered by Pedro Almodóvar in the 90s, put on the world stage.
Okay.
And I could go on and on and on, but...
There's loads. And where can people find out about it on...
IFI.ie.
IFI.ie. That's where you can get your tickets.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to turn to, I suppose, two people heavily involved as well in this year's IFI. Of course, the documentary's director of The Butterfly City, Olga Chernoveta, who's in studio, and also the producer, Jeremiah Cullinan. Just tell us a little bit, Jeremiah, I suppose, The Butterfly City, the story behind it, just kind of briefly.
Well, the story is of a city in Lithuania called Visaginas, which was created only 40 years ago to service a Soviet nuclear power plant that was built at the same time. So we're talking mid-70s. It was built out of nothing in the middle of the forest. And this city recruited or bought people from all over the Soviet Union, all the republics, to live and work there and service the power plant. It was one of the most powerful nuclear power plants at the time in all of Europe, and it was meant to be a kind of a window of technological progress to show to the outside world. Now, as we all know, things happened in that part of the world, and the Soviet Union collapsed, and Lithuania joined the European Union. And one of the conditions that was laid down was to shut down the power plant, which happened to be a very close relative of the RMBK reactors in Chernobyl. It was quite a similar power plant to that. So they had to shut down the power plant. And the story now of the film is what happens to these people in this city of about, it used to be 35, now it's more like 25,000 people. And what they do, not only materially, in relation to, because they've all, a lot of them are losing their jobs, but also where they belong, because they're Russian. It's a Russian-speaking city in Lithuania today. It's not, let's say, you could say it's not the most popular.
So there's
language.
A lot of issues touched on within the documentary.
There are. There are issues of identity, basically cultural identity, language, and belonging, and citizenship, which are relevant for a much wider audience than just Lithuania.
Yeah. Olga, you're the documentary's director. Any reason why you picked this theme?
Actually, while I was finishing my first film, If Not You, in 2012, we've been talking with Jeremiah about next project, and next project was just here. It's about, in a way, it's about myself, because my parents were from Russia. And I was born in Lithuania. I'm first generation born
okay,
in
so it's a per- there's a personal...
Yes, it starts from personal questions, question of identity, of belonging. And when we find this interesting and... let's put what way interesting city, Visaginas, which is unusual in Lithuania because it has own history. It's a new city, it has own... society.
So plenty of different issues, I suppose, covered in it. Just maybe, Jeremiah, just before we go, have you featured in this festival before?
Nope.
No. Any reason why you picked it?
Because we are a Dublin-based company. We want to show the film in Dublin. It did show in... It opened in Galway. It was at the Film Fla in Galway. It had its premiere.
Okay.
And we want to show it in Ireland to a wide audience. And it's... for us, it's an ideal place to show it to a Dublin audience, where there are not only obviously Irish people, but there's a large Russian speaking community here and Lithuanian community too.
Just for anyone interested, what night are you going to air? Or are you featuring?
We are featuring on Saturday, the 30th of September at 1 p.m. in the afternoon.
Okay, great. Listen, my thanks, folks, to you all for joining us in studio this evening. David O'Mahony, the IFI Documentary Festival director. Also, the Jeremiah Cullinan, producer of The Butterfly City, and the documentary's director, Olga Churaveta as well. Thanks all very much for joining us on Global Village.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, folks.